Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and we saw the Tosfos says Daf Tes Amud Beis that according to Reish Lakish, who holds that Lo Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, that you can't be Mevatel the Shlichus, the Mishaleach can't be Mevatel the Shlichus. However, if the Mishaleach goes to the Shliach, and to the Shliach's face, and is Mevatel the Shlichus, it works. And we want to understand why it works. And the answer is, because now the Shliach is no longer acting al das and Mishaleach, because he knows the Mishaleach doesn't want it. So in order for the Shlichus to be, he's acting al das atzma. So in order for the shlichus to be a valid shlichus, you can't be acting al das atzma. In other words, there's the etzem inu shlichus that you're considered a shliach. And even after you're considered a shliach, you still have to be acting on the person's behalf. And if he says he doesn't want you to act on his behalf, then you're not acting as if you're acting on your own behalf. So it doesn't work anymore. And that's why Rish Lakish holds that fun of, you can move out to the etzem shlichus is in batel. But now you're not acting on his behalf. The lemaisa of the asi is now batel. Batel hashiluch ala lemaisa, and the lemaisa of his acting. And we saw the Rebbe Chanan and the Kovetzaris. So with this, we can be doiche what it says in the Ma'aram from Rashi. Rashi, Dafnutes Amud Beis, and Dibra Maschu v'chaz Rebbe, Zokta Rashi, Shehu bein b'fnei ha-shliach, u'bein sheloi l'fnei ha-shliach. This is Sai in front of the Shliach, and Sai not in front of the Shliach. In other words, you see l'chayr from Rashi, that according to the Shlokish, the bittul isn't effective even bifnei hashliach, and that's shelo kedivrei ha-taisvis, because we saw from taisvis that it's pashut that she's not mikudeshes if you're a mevatel bifnei hashliach, and Rashi says no, even if you're a mevatel bifnei hashliach, she's still mikudeshes. So that's the ha'ara of the Maharam. However, lefi dvareinu, ein laze achreach. There was no necessity to say this. Why? Because even according to Tosfos, the shlichus isn't batal. Even if you're mevatel the shliach b'fano, the shlichus isn't batal. Just the lemaisa, the chidushin aren't going to be chal because he's not acting on your behalf. And Rashi agrees with this. Rashi was just saying that according to Reish Lakish, that the Rashi was talking about the etzem bittul ha-shlichus. You can't be mevatel the etzem ha-shlichus bein b'fano bein shelo b'fano. And the nafkamina would be, let's say afterwards she wants it. Do you need a new minui? Do you need edim? If you do him divrei harashbar, if you keep eger at the beginning of Perek HaShaleach, you can see there, akoponim, that would be the shiloh. Do you need a new minui? Do you need edim? So according to Rashi, there's no bittul shlichus. Shlichus is still there, so you wouldn't need a new minui. But Rashi would agree with Tosfos that lemaisa, if the shlichus is if she tells the shliach directly, then he can't be mekadisher because then he's not acting on her behalf; he's acting on his own behalf. So Rashi's not necessarily arguing with Tosfos, even though Rashi says it's even bifnei hashliach, she can't be choiser. That's when the etzem hashlichus, is still in force. But the lemaisa of the shlichus that he's acting on her behalf and that it works for her, that's taka off, that's cancelled. Because he's not acting on her behalf, so it would come out that Rashi's really not arguing with Tosfos. Rashi's saying, Baramati karon kamoshim rimayon. In principle, the shlichus isn't batal, Tosfos agrees. Just the lemaisa, everybody agrees that if it's befanav, it is, because then he's not acting on her behalf. Yefemel, uveze nera levair gam ken et ma shekatvu ha-tosfot. במסכת קידושין בדף חף גימל עמוד בית, וגם ביומה בדף יוטט עמוד בית, בדיבור המתחיל מי איקה מידי. על הפשיטוס, there's a פשיטוס there in the Gemara, of Rafuna Braid Rav Yehuda, in the Sugya, the Gemara says, the Dahanu Kohani Shluchi Derachmon Aninu. It's Poshut, that the Kohanim are the Shluchim of whom? Of the Rabbonu Shel Olam. They're Shluchi Derachmon, they're not Shluchi Didon. They're not our shlichim. How do you know they're shluchei derachman and not shluchei didan? Because mika midi di you lo motzi avid v'shliach motzi mashvi. How can it be that they're shluchim didan? We can't do the avoda.
We can't do the avodah as Israelim. So how can there be such a matzav that there we can make a shliach and we can't do it ourselves?
Ain't kaze matzav, ain't kaze metziut. V'lachein be'echreach ha'gamara v'nicha b'pshitut rabbi nebred yav yehude that kohanim are the shlichim of Hashem, and maybe they can act as they can do the avodah because they're shlichim of Hashem, not our shlichim, because it can't be our shlichim because we can't do it. How can we appoint them? Gewaldig. Frag Tosfos. From the Gemara Neseches Nedarim. וגמרא הביאה ספק, והגמרא לא פשטה את הספק. הגמרא מביאה את הספק, הגמרא במסכת נדרים. Are the Kohanim שלוחים of Hashem, or are they our שלוחים? בואי כאני, גמרא במסכת נדרים, this is Tosfos in Kedushin Chof Gimel Amid Beis. בואי כאני כהני שלוחי דרחמנא, אהבו השלוחי דידון, ולא יפשיטה. הבעיה לא נפשטה, הבעיה לא נפתרה, אין פתרון לבעיה. ואמר לו, מייסי הוסם החם עושה דרפון את רבי יהושע למפשטה. So why don't you bring a friend of Rabbi Yehoshua to say that he was poshet the suffix? Mika midi, right? He was poshet the suffix. It can't be that there are shluchim and they're not Hashem, that there are shluchim and we can't do it ourselves. So he was poshet the suffix. So why does the Gemara Nedarim not bring what we have over here in our Gemara in Kedushin 23b? Kacha makshim atosfot. Vebateruts hasheni, tosfot mitarzim, shasafek sham, uim akoanim im shluchei Hashem bedafka, veinam shluchim shalanu bichlal, o shemahem gam shluchei Hashem, vegam shluchim shalanu. The Gemara suffix over there is our Kohanim. The shluchim of Hashem only, and they're not our shluchim at all. Or maybe they're also Hashem's shluchim and also our shluchim. I'm speaking like in Hebrew, also, gam v'gam. In English we say they're Hashem's shluchim and they're also our shluchim. They are both Hashem's shluchim. Actually, that's the Gemara Safik. The Gemara Safik in Nedarim is, are they only God's shluchim or are they also our shluchim in addition to being Hashem's shluchim? And therefore you can't be poshim in front of Rabbi Yehoshua. Because all we have from Rav Rabbi Yehoshua is a raya that they're shluchei Hashem. But there's no raya about being our shluchim as well. Once they're shluchim of Hashem, they can also maybe be our shluchim as well. But you can't bring a raya from Rav Rabbi Yehoshua for the Gemara over there, because the Gemara over there is menecha kanecha pshuta that they're shluchei Hashem. The question is, are they also our shluchim? And therefore, Gemara Hashem lo poshetet et ha-ba'aya medivrei Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yehoshua. V'ma nafkamina? V'nafkamina, she'im haya kohen makriv, ze tosfot, ani mitzatet mitosfot, she'im haya kohen makriv, shelo ledat ha-be'alim, ish luchei derachamana nami ninu, havu korban kasher. זאת אומרת, ההשלכה המעשית של הספק הוא, במקרה שהכהן מקריב, שלא מידת בעלים. Let's say the Kohen was makriv, שלא מידת בעלים. So you say like this, if they're שלוחי דרחמונו also, so then the carbon is a carbon kosher. איש שלוחי דרחמנא נינהו כושר הקורבן, ויהוו שלוחי דידן אינו כושר, כיוון שמקריב שלא מדעת הבעלים. אני עכשיו מקריא מהגרסה שלנו, כי יש גם את גרסת המהרש"א, שכבר רמזתי, אבל יש את הגרסה שלנו, בעזרת השם נגיע לגרסת המהרש"א. הגרסה שלנו היא, ונפקא מינה, that if the coin was makriv שלא לדעת הבעלים, if They're shluchei derachmana. If they're shluchim of Hashem, then the carbon is a carbon kosher, because they're shluchim of Hashem, and it's shelo l'das bailim. But if they're shluchei didan, then it's not kosher, because they're being makriv shelo l'das bailim. So that'd be the nafkamina if they're shluchei derachman or shluchei didan. If they are makriv shelo l'das habailim, if they're makriv shelo l'das habailim, if the coin is makriv shelo l'das habailim, if they're considered shluchei derachmana, then the carbon is a carbon kosher. And if they're if they're shluchei didan and they're makriv shelo l'das habailim, then what's the din? Then it's not kosher, because they were makriv shelo l'das habailim. So that'd be the nafkamina. So it's hard to understand what Tosus means. That there are two shlichuyos. That there's a tzad in the Gemara, in the Dorim. Are they maybe also our both Hashem shluchim and our shluchim? Or maybe are they both? Or are they only Hashem shluchim? That's the question. L'chor, it's hard to understand. What are these two shlichuyos? Why do we need both shlichuyos? For Hashem and for us. Namazit. That's question number one. Question number two, v'chein arei sof sof, kava gemara she'yefshar she'yesh shliach shel midi u'lav v'matzi avid. One second. Didn't the Gemara establish that you can't be a shliach for someone if you can't do it yourself? If he can't do it himself? If he can't do it himself, you can't be his shliach. As mali mashehu gam shluchei derachmana. He says he's also shluchei derachmana. Mazel zerli. He can't be my shliach because I can't do it myself. So what's Tosis Teretz? You want to know first of all, what are these two shlichuyos? And we also want to know, what it helps us that they're shluchei derachmana to say that they can be our shluchim as well. If I can't do it, you can't be my shliach. So it's pashit, you can't say that the shulchei didan. I can't do it, so how can the coin be my shliach to do it? So this is discussed by the Heilige Divrei Chaim, Narei Chaim in Chelek Aleph and Simen Lamed Gimel, V'yadua mashakasav levar bezeh, Reb Shimon, in the Shari Yosher and Shari Zayin, Perek Zayin, Bezrat Hashem, Anachnu Be'atid, Navi et Varav. אז לפי דברינו, אפשר לומר כך, שהנידון בזה הוא כלפי מה שיש לכהן את הכוח לעשות את הקורבן עבור בעליו. The issue here is, vis-a-vis, what the Kohen has the power to bring the carbon for the owner. האם זה נובע ממה שנשתלח הוא לעשות כן על ידי בעל הקורבן? Is it pshat that you know why he can bring the carbon? Because he was sent by the בעל הקורבן. That's why, like we discussed in the previous year, that's also part of the parasha of Shlichus. Not only that you're kamoso, but that he sent you. And therefore it's chal for you. He can lemaisa bring the carbon because he was sent by you and he's doing it on your behalf. And therefore, he's doing your ratzon. That's the only reason he can do it for you, is because it's your ratzon. And that's aser b'mudar hana. Right, the Gemara in the Darim says, what's the nafkamina if they're shluchei didan or shluchei derachman? Mudar hana. From now that I get hana from this coin. If he's shluchei didan, then he can't bring me a carbon for me because he's amudar hana. But if it's shluchei derachman, he can, because it's not considered he's Hashem shliach, not mine. It doesn't matter that I'm mudar hana from him. So that's one side. Or maybe Kevan the Shluchei Rachmanahu al Etzem Ha'inyan Harei gam unach b'ze netinat ha'koach merachmana la'asot et ha'korban avu ba'al ha'korban mechamat ha'koach shenitan lo'azeh merachmana. If he's being sent by me and therefore he's acting on my behalf, so if he's mudur hana, he can't do it. Or maybe no. Since he's the shliach of Hashem, on the etzem of the inyan of bringing the carbon, he's shliach Hashem, there is also a nesinas koach. Hashem is giving him koach to do this on behalf of the Baal HaKarbon. Because of the koach that Hashem gave him, he can do this on behalf of the, bring this carbon on behalf of the Baal HaKarbon. And he doesn't have to be sent. Vein tzarichu liot mishtaleach lazeh mi Baal HaKarbon. The Baal HaKarbon doesn't have to send. And therefore, he's not doing the shlichus that's aser b'mudur hana. As mimano ve'akocho, maybe it's coming from Hashem. Now consider that he's doing the shliach of the balak, the shliach of the balak carbon. It's coming from Hashem. So we're talking about this gather of shlichus. And this has nothing to do with Milsa de Iulo Matzi Ovid. He can't send a shliach. If I can't do it, I can't send a shliach. Why not? Because how can I make him Kamosi if I can't do it myself? If I can't do it, then what does it help that he's Kamosi? I can't do it. Zelo Zer. But here, we're talking about where he's mishtaleach to do them to la'asot l'maisa, even though I can't do it myself. But if we're dealing with the l'maisa that he's acting on my behalf, why can't he act on my behalf? And therefore, Tosfos says that here we don't have the pshitus of Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rabbi Yehuda, because Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, he says it's pashat that you're shluchei derachmana, because me'akot mikya mididi lo matzi avid, shliach lo matzi mashvei, so you can't make a shliach. Why? Because shluch shladim kamosa. If I can't do it, I can't make you a shliach. So it must be shluchei derachmana. So again, the question is, what gives him the koach to bring this carbon on behalf of the Baal HaKarbon? So if what gives him the koach to act on behalf of the Baal HaKarbon is the Baal HaKarbon, then that would be aser b'mudur hana. And therefore, if you say that they're also shluchei didan, then it's going to be aser. Because you're right, it's shluchei derachmana, but the fact that they're also shluchei didan is going to make it aser, because it's the Baal HaKarbon, it's the Baal HaKarbon who's giving him koach lasa savura. So on the etzem hashlichus, avad shluchei derachmana, like our Gemara over here. The Gemara over there that's asking, according to Tosfos, are they also shluchei didan? Is saying, what's giving him the koach lemaisa lasot on behalf of the Baal HaKarbon? If it's the Baal HaKarbon, then the mudah hana is going to be yasser. Or maybe no. You could say that since the etzem hashlichus is coming mirachmana, the etzem hashlichus is coming for Rachmana, the etzem minu hashlichus is coming for Rachmana, and also the fact that they're acting on behalf of the other person. Right? Because we said that there are two things. That there's the din shluch shadim kamoso, that allows the shliach, that accounts for the mishaleach. but it also has to be that he's acting on his behalf. So it could be that the Torah is also, that Hashem is giving the Kohen the right to act on the Baal HaKorban's behalf. And therefore, a Mudur Hana wouldn't be Yasser. So, Milsa Diyu Lo Avid Lo Matzi Avid Shliach, that's talking about the union of Shluchu Kamosa. So there, Avada, for that you need Hashem. I can't, the Yisrael can't make the Kohen a Shliach. If he himself can't do it. That's the union of Shluchu Kamosa. But the lemaisa of doing it on behalf of the Yisrael, maybe that koach comes from the Yisrael. And that's why there's a tzad that there are two elements here. There's the etzem ha-shlichus, and then there's the fact that he's being poel of the mishalech. And the fact that he's being poel of Yisrael, maybe that comes from mishalech. And if he's mudur hana, then it's no good. But if he's both the etzem ha-shlichus and the fact that he's being poel of the mishalech is coming from Hashem, then even if he's mudur hana, it would work. Because he's all acting on behalf of God. So here we don't have the pshitas of Rabbi Yehuda, read Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was only talking about the etzem ha-shlichus. Etzem ha-shlichus ain't a chanami. Iu lo matzi, shliach lo matzi mama. Iu lo matzi avid, shliach lo matzi mashve. If you can't do it yourself, so then you can't be ma'an ha-shlich. That's the etzem ha-shlichus. That Rabbi Yehuda agrees, pashut. The Gemara in Nardarim is not arguing. The Gemara in Nardarim is just saying, maybe there's also the added inyam we said over here, besides the etzem inyam ha-shlichus, besides the shulch kamoso, we also have the being poel avura, that he's acting on his behalf, and the lemaisa of the asiyah, that lemaisa, this asiyah is being done on this person's behalf, which again we spoke about in the previous year, that by the woman, when she's mevatel the shlich b'fanav, so then enechnami still might have a shem shliach, but he can't act on her behalf anymore, because now he's acting al das atzma. So you're also, there's a tzad in the Gemara that no, it's completely for Hashem, both the etzem ha-shlichus and the fact that he's acting on behalf of the Baal HaKorban, and therefore would be beseder if he's mudur hana. But no, the other tzad is, of the Gemara in Dharm, which wasn't poshet, is that the etzem shlichus from Hashem, but the fact that he's poel over the Baal HaKorban is mitzad the Baal HaKorban. Okay, so that is fiyar girsim mitzvah Hashem. We're going to see Marashah next year. And we're going to see continuing the flows. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. It's Gevaldik. B'li neder namshich.